Yo, what up, guys? We're Almost Monday, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park.
It's time to party! Woo!
You like me, don't you?
Well, yeah.
So, we like each other, so why not?
I like you, but not too.
But you want to, don't you? Don't you?
Well, maybe.
I have protection. Are you worried about...
No, it's not that. I just don't know.
Guys, times have changed for everyone. I just don't know is not a yes. And when it comes to sex, take maybe as a no.
Hi friends, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message.
Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone. Won't you please, please
help me? The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right. Hi, everyone. Happy Wednesday. This is WMUC FM College Park, and this is Radio Kill the Video Star. It's the show where I talk about music videos because I'm weirdly obsessed with them. Hello, my name is Osher, for anybody who doesn't know, in which most of you probably don't know. It's a super warm Wednesday. Everybody's outside right now. Like, everybody and their mother is outside. I was driving on my way here, and I just saw literally everyone piled on Route 1. They're, like, playing tug-of-war in front of Prince Frederick. They're playing Frisbee on the mall. They're playing soccer in front of Leonardtown, like, you know, and frat row. Like, everything is just, everybody's outside. The frats are out. The sororities are out. Your mom's out. Your dad's out. Everyone's out. Except me. I'm in. It also looks like it's about to storm. I really hope it doesn't, but, you know, it is what it is, and we will deal with whatever happens as we go. So this past week, I want to talk for a minute because there's a lot that happened this past week for me. Oh, my gosh. I just saw that it says tornado watch on the computer that just popped up. Uh-oh. Let's hope that doesn't happen. These buildings are pretty strong, I think. Okay. This past week, something happened, and what happened in my life is that I lost and my aunt. And she was somebody that was very, very special to me. My siblings and I, we consider her like a second parent. She was someone who, she never married and she never had kids. So it was kind of like we were her kids. We were like, if my dad got on my nerves, if my mom got on my nerves, I'm like going to my aunt. My aunt's name is Aunt Tanya. I love her dearly and I'm going to miss her a lot. But I wanted to dedicate a song to her when I came in here. I mean, we spent a lot of times together, like, just, she was someone who was so playful and imaginative. When my sister was being annoying, we would like sit down together and like she would tell me stories about stuff from her youth, or she would make up stuff. And she was somebody who did like puppet shows with me. I always loved making like puppet shows and playing make-believe and dress up and stuff. I was one of those kids that like tried on her shoes and all those things, and which I never did that with my mom, just because my mom was like, I don't know. Actually, I really don't know. I don't know why I didn't do that stuff with my mom, but I was just somebody who like, I loved dressing up in my aunt's clothes, and I love my aunt dearly. So for that reason, I am going to be playing a song that reminds me of her. She told me about this song when I was very young, before I even knew who this person was, before I knew who John Mayer was, before I knew what it meant to be a daughter, before I knew what, I don't know, before I literally knew anything. So this is Daughters by John Mayer, and it's in memory of my dear Aunt Tanya and her passing this past week.
I know a girl. She puts the color inside of my world. But she's just like a maze where all of the walls are continually changed. And I've done all I can to stand on the steps with my heart in my hand. Now I'm starting to see maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. She's been standing in since the day she saw him walking away. Now she's left cleaning up the mess he made. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become alive. Turn into mothers, so mothers be good to your daughters too. Boys, you can break, you find out how much they can take. Boys will be strong, and boys soldier on, but boys will be gone without one for a while.
That was Daughters by John Mayer, and I'm talking about John Mayer. That was kind of a reveal. Sorry. I was supposed to, like, reveal that, but I didn't. I told you guys that I'm, like, a little scrambled. That song was supposed to be in memory of my aunt who just passed. I decided to change things up a little bit while I was listening to that song. I was going to talk about Zara Larsson today, just because she's so underrated. She's awesome. I love her music. I've been listening to her from the jump. I don't care what anyone says. Everybody's like, everybody wants to hop on the Zara Larsson bandwagon. And I'm like, I was here first. Unless you were here before 2017, you cannot say you were here before me. And some people were. Like, there are some fans like that out there somewhere. Some of them who were listening to that very first album. I didn't listen to the first album. But I was there from So Good. She had me. So I was going to talk about Zara Larsson, but then I decided not to. Just another thought. People who I, like, love so much, and what's the word that I, like, gatekeep artists? I do it for John Mayer. I do it for Dominic Fike. And I do it for... Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. I don't have John Mayer. I'm sorry. I've got John Mayer in my mind. Not John Mayer. I do it for Dominic Fike. I do it for Zara Larsson, and I do it for Olivia Dean. I was ahead of everyone else for Zara Larsson, Dominic Fike, and Olivia Dean. Please do not tell me that you were a fan before me, because you weren't. Unless you were listening to their very first albums, no, you were not. But I was also, like, the first person to be listening to Dominic Fike. Yeah. 1 year. Okay. Like, I know I'm, like, tooting my own horn, but 1 year, my Spotify Wrapped, I was, like, top 0.001. And this was back in, like, 2019, okay? So I was up there. I was really, like, ahead of the curve. And now, all of a sudden, everybody wants to start listening to Baby Doll. Now he dropped a music video for Baby Doll. Uh-uh! No! I was absolutely there first. So, yeah. Yeah. that's my piece. But instead, today, I'm going to be talking about John Mayer. Just because I think that it's something my aunt might have enjoyed. And I love John Mayer a lot. His music. I love his music a lot. We've talked a little bit about how John Mayer is, like, such a skeevy person. But he makes great music. And I don't know much about his music videos. So we'll see if there's something there. Something interesting. Perhaps not. Perhaps yes. What's that thing? Perchance. You can't just say perchance. I just said perchance. Yeah, I don't know what more to say. We're going to talk about I keep getting the wrong names. I've done this for a really long time. We're going to be talking about John Mayer, and I am hoping to be pleasantly surprised by the music videos, because I'm not familiar with them, and I know that he also doesn't have much to talk about, which is kind of why I've been avoiding him. But, you know, like, anything could happen. This is a song that I loved when I was growing up. I know it's a song that John Mayer hates to play now, but I don't care. I'm in love with it. This is Waiting on the World to Change, John Mayer.
Everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have a
was Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer, and we're talking about John Mayer and his music videos until 8 o'clock today. I can't say that I'm surprised. Like, this is what I expected from a John Mayer music video. It's kind of like, he's kind of irritating in the sense that, like, he does so much, and trying to be, like, symbolic and stuff and, like, meaningful, and he's really not. Like, he's just a guy. I also want to mention, like, I feel like today's show is going to be drab and, like, low and not my best show, and I just want to let you guys know in advance that it's because my body has been giving up on me. Like, lately, I don't know what's happening, what viruses you guys have, but, like, I can't just, like, not be here. Like, it's just been, like, everything, like, it's just ongoing. It's, like, past the point of like, am I contagious or not? It's just, like, when is this over? Like, what are you guys passing around this semester? Please stop. That is enough, okay? That's enough. Like, just keep your mouths to yourself. We can't be spreading everything. Get your flu shots. Get your shots. I get my shots, guys. Get your shots. Am I allowed to say that? Whatever. Get your shots. I literally have medicine in here with me. Can you hear that? Yeah. It's Zicam, though, guys. It's Zicam. I'm taking Zicam because Zicam is supposed to reduce what's happening and make it shorter. Because this thing has been lengthy. Woo! Maturing is taking Zicam. When I was a kid, I used to hate when my mom would make me take Zicam. Because, like, it's literally chalk and it tastes like chalk. And it's just, like, I hate that. It literally, like, my tongue is like... I don't like Zicam. But I was like, do you want to get rid of this thing or not? Buck up and just take that Zicam. So hopefully it works. And yeah. Okay. So the music video for Waiting on the World to Change is pretty simple, pretty straightforward. It takes place in this, how do I call it? Like, what color is this? It's kind of like if you took all the color out of the world, but you, like, also amped up the blues just a little bit. Like, it's not... And, like, all the color isn't completely gone. There's just, like, hints of color in there. Yeah. Like, you could tell what color something was, but it's so toned down that it's, like, blue. There's, like, a tint for this, or a filter. I don't know what filter this is called, but that's what the filter is. And the whole video is shot in this, and it's set on a city. Possibly New York. Do I know my cities? That looks like the Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah, it's New York. So he's walking around New York, and he's singing the song, and every once in a while there are some cutaways to these guys who are making... visuals and graphics, and we kind of don't know what they're doing yet, but then they grab some spray paint and they go outside with their duffel bags, and when they're outside is when they decide that they want to start spray painting the walls and put, like, art and graffiti and all that stuff on it. Yeah, and then by the end of the video, about maybe 30 seconds before the end, is when we finally get to see what they spray painted, and it's just, like, a bunch of words. Let me see if I can figure out what the words say. It's gonna take a second. Sorry, you guys. I feel so lame today. Like, this is not my best show. I already know. Okay. So one says, exploited. Another word says, wake up. And then it has, like, a little machine gun as the A. What's another one? One of them says, think. Another one, yeah, the same wake up one. Some of them are just balls. And I'm like, okay, did we run out of ideas for these? So yeah, it kind of has the theme of, like, trying to encourage people to be knowledgeable and, like, to become aware of their surroundings. Like the theme of the song, which is saying, like, waiting on the world to change, like, be a part of something. Or maybe not be a part of something. What's a better way to say that? Like, I don't know. Let me tell you guys my backstory with this song. I remember my first time learning about this song, Waiting on the World to Change, was when I was little and I used to watch PBS, and they used to have that, like, public programming commercial at the end where they would be like, PBS is proudly sponsored by viewers like you. Thank you. And then it'd be like John Mayer playing in the background. Do, 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 do. Like, I love that. It makes me feel so warm and cozy. Sometimes I, like... There was a time when I looked up that video specifically because I was like, I need to feel the warmth that I felt when I was younger, and they played Waiting on the World to Change on a commercial. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, that's how I learned about the song. And then as I got older, when I was in high school, somebody reintroduced me to John Mayer. I wasn't thinking about him before that. But someone reintroduced me to John Mayer, and then I gained a love and admiration for his music. Then I learned that he's just, like, a sketch. And, you know, that kind of went out the window a little bit, but I still really love his music, and I've always really loved this song. I also remember listening to it when I was younger, with my family in the car and stuff, and how, like, it's tied to so many memories. It's such a beautiful song, I feel. And for that reason, it's always going to be in my heart this way. I'm so glad that I just said heart, because we are about to talk about another song by John Mayer and another video. This is Half of My Heart by John Mayer. That was Half of My Heart by John Mayer, and we're talking about John Mayer and his music videos until 8 o'clock. Whoa, did you hear the chair? That was disrespectful. That was... Guys, that's crazy. That was really disrespectful of the chair. Like, I was speaking. Oh, I forgot about this music video. Maybe I can talk about this one. Sorry, I want you guys to understand my admiration for John Mayer's music. It's, I think it might be also like attached to a person, the person who introduced me to his music, and I can't help that, like, whatever. I'm just a person, I'm just a girl. but like, I something about John Mayer's music just like speaks to me, and his guitar playing is so like, I have been waiting for John Mayer and Dominic Fike to do a song together. Because I love Dominic Fike. I love John Mayer's music. And I'm like, guys, if you merged, we could make this song of the century. It was like when it was like when Dominic Fike did a song with Paul McCartney. To be fair, though, everybody does a song with Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney's doing like literally anything. Is it even him? But like, we could be making some magic in the studio. And we haven't because, question mark, he's just like, he's missing some bangers right now. That's not the word that I wanted to use. Sometimes I listen to my show afterwards and then I hear the words that I end up saying and I'm like, oh, I know what you meant to say. And I like wish I could go back in time and like correct it. It's also kind of raining outside right now. I'm hoping it stops by the time I leave here. Half of My Heart. I'm not going to lie. I thought this was the song that had Katy Perry on it, but it's okay because the music video was still semi-interesting. I've been like avoiding videos of him where he's just like standing and singing. You could watch that any day. In my opinion, the best John Mayer video is the one of him performing, what's that song? Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. Oh! Oh my gosh! Do you guys feel that? Like, Slow Dancing in a Burning Room is such a good song. It's honestly like top 10, I feel. Like, it really is that good of a song. And the video itself, him just like freestyling was so amazing. It's honestly his best work. It really is his best work. And I feel like he's probably tired of it. And I don't care. I like heard of an interview once when he was talking about what songs were like his favorite. And he said some song that like nobody gives a flying crap about. And I'm just like, he does that because he wants to seem all artsy and cool. He's such a pick me. Like, John Mayer is so irritating. But man, can the guy write. And can he play guitar? Have you seen those videos of him playing Neon? Where he's like, like, wow. If you haven't seen that, I highly encourage everybody to go look up the video of John Mayer performing Neon. It's so freaking good. All that to say, I have a great admiration and love for his music, and I just want to know where is he going with all of it. Also, he's hot. you know that video of who is it? Kourtney Kardashian, and she was on the Ellen show, and Ellen was pulling up two photos of celebrities, and it was like John Mayer or this guy, and every single time Kourtney was like John Mayer. What is the fact that he's six something. He does not look six something. He has the head of a short man. It's really bonkers. It's wild. Yeah. So much wasted face. what are we doing with all that face? if my aunt were to listen to this, she would laugh at what I'm saying. Yeah, she was my number one listener. Okay. So Half of My Heart, let's talk about this video just a little bit, and then we're going to move on to the next song, have I decided that song yet? Oh, yes, I have. Okay, cool. So what's happening in this video is that it's a wedding, and boy, have we seen so many wedding videos in the past. We've seen Kelly Clarkson's Behind These Hazel Eyes. We've seen literally any Taylor Swift video is like a wedding video, so, you know. We've seen Beyonce, Best Thing I Never Had, my favorite wedding video of all time. My favorite of all time. I watched that video when I was little, and I was like, that's what my wedding's gonna look like. What else was there? There was Tell Me You Love Me, Demi Lovato. Everybody's getting left at the altars in these videos. There's something's going on with the weddings. In this, like, 2010, early 2000s period. So what happens is that John Mayer is somebody who's performing. He's playing the guitar. I think he's, like, for the event. And there is the wedding that's going on. The flower girl's walking down the aisle. The guests are looking for the bride. They're like turning around. They're like, where is she? The groom is at the end of the aisle and he's like starting to look a little agitated. Like, I cannot believe she is not here. And we see this glimpse of these girls at the end of the aisle who, like, they look like bridesmaids, and they're kind of, like, questioning as well. And everybody's really selling this, you know? They're, like, moving their hands on their face and stuff, and they're like, is she gonna show up or what? You know, like, if they had lines, that's how I feel like they, that's what I feel like they would say. So the next scene is that someone goes outside and they wipe off the just married sign on the car, and they do it so aggressively too. I kind of love it. I think it's a nice detail. And then, like, everybody, all the guests start leaving the wedding. They start walking out, and the groom, he's still standing at the end of the aisle. He's like, he really is just in denial. He cannot believe it. Then we get another part where the bridesmaids are, like, folding the wedding dress, and they're, like, putting it away into this big box. It's just not going to happen today. No one's getting married. And then suddenly we kind of, like, break the fourth wall a little bit, where the groom, he ends up walking into the room that John Mayer is in, and he, when he gets in there, it's kind of like a bar or something, and he goes to, like, sit down and get a drink, and he reads a note that says, I think it says, I can't stop loving you. That's that line in the song, right? The Taylor Swift line? We'll come back to the Taylor Swift thing. But yeah, he reads the note, and it says, like, I can't stop loving you, which is when John Mayer gets up to leave the bar, and he's still playing on the guitar and stuff, but as he leaves, he hails a taxi, and then he drives away, and that's it. That is how the video ends. There's a little part at the end where, like, what is this? I can't see because there's, like, little ads on the side of the video, which I'm just like, okay. It's a woman's mouth, and she's blowing out a candle. So I don't think that it's the bride, essentially. I think it's just, like, somebody who's saying, like, this wedding is over. It's not gonna happen. And that's the whole video. So let's talk about Taylor Swift briefly. Taylor Swift was with John Mayer when I think they made this song. And disgusting. He's so gross. What? How old was she? She was like, she was 19. What's that song that she has? Oh, right. She wrote Dear John about him. I sound like a Swiftie, you guys. I promise I'm not. But she wrote Dear John about him. And that line where she's like, don't you think 19's too young? And I'm pretty sure he's like 30. Gross. She was just a teenager. Like, ew. Beautiful song nonetheless. Beautiful gowns. I'm just like, I'm a diehard for John Mayer, but not him. I will, you know what? I'll actually take all of him minus the brain in there. He's like, he's so irritating, but it's just wasted. It's such wasted potential. Like, nice face, beautiful gowns, beautiful songs. Why? So there's that part. Another thing that I really love about this song that's not quite about the video, guys, I'm like amping up energy and I love it. I thought that this was going to be a really drab day, a really drab show, but it's not. Yay. There is this line in the song. Hold on. I got to find it that, like, I am in love with. Let me look up Half of My Heart lyrics. Give me a second. I can't think off the top of my noggin. Oh my gosh. It's the line that goes, I was made to believe I'd never love somebody else. Made a plan, stay the man who can only love himself. Lonely was the song I sang till the day you came, showing me another way and all that my love can bring. What, how beautiful. Did he write that? Or is he like, who's his songwriters? I feel like it was him. He writes his songs, right? Yeah. And then, like, the first line, I was born in the arms of imaginary friends. He's like dreaming of something, hoping that it will be, and then it does not happen. Yeah, there's like nothing there. Which is, I just stumbled across this video. This is interesting. Okay, I was gonna play the Say music video for John Mayer, but then I realized that the song was used for a music video for The Bucket List, the movie. You guys remember that movie? It was with, I can't remember his name. Morgan Freeman and that other white guy. Oh, gosh, what is his name? Wasn't he the one who was in, like, The Shining or something? I don't remember, guys. I'm sorry. I really suck at what I do. yeah, but it's a music video for The Bucket List. I wish I would have done this song for the show that I did on music videos from movies, because I think that's really important. Anyways, we're not going to play Say then. Let's look at the comments for a few seconds. So this comment says, I genuinely don't think people understand the simplistic brilliance in John Mayer's music. He isn't just a phenomenal guitar player and singer. He's seriously one of the most poetically intricate songwriters in generations. Absolutely. He's up there with the greats. Unfortunately, it'll probably take a while for people to rally appreciation about him. Oh, they said that 9 years ago. People appreciate him, trust. we know of him. We know. We got it. He's a hot tamale. What else do we have? This comment says it was a problematic relationship, but their voices sound so good together. It does. I told you guys, I am somebody who separates the art from the artist. I know I'm not supposed to do that, but I do. I know Zara Larsson would hate me for doing this. If she knows me, she doesn't. But like, I will separate the art from the artist. I don't care. Why do I need to suffer because you decided to be a crappy person? Like, I'm going to listen to the song. I don't care. I do draw the line at R. Kelly, though, because pedophilia? Are you kidding me? Why would... No. Yeah, that's the line for me. You could say the same thing about John Mayer, however. My lines are very blurred. Anything else? Let's look for another interesting comments. Too bad he never seems to find true love because he's a jerk. This comment also says he's missing one of the greatest things in life. Maybe that's why his music is so good. That is his love. I totally agree with that. This was something that I said about the Jonas Brothers. And I said that their music kind of sucks because they're happy now. Like, you have to be sad, I feel, to make good music. You have to have a little bit of despair. It's just true. Like, people resonate with sadness and unrequited love more than they resonate with happily ever afters, because it just doesn't exist for everyone. It would be nice if it did, but it doesn't. And sometimes we write about that, and sometimes it's really good. Like, Unwritten, Natasha Bedingfield went triple platinum in my bedroom. I love that song. It's a song about happiness. It's a song about joy. It's a really awesome song. But, like, every once in a while, like, we can't have so many happy songs because everybody just isn't happy every single day. It's just the fact of the matter. And we can't be listening to this happy music all the time. Sometimes we're just depressed. Sometimes we're just in love. And that's where we get songs like Half of My Heart. And John Mayer has made some attempts at, like, happiness that just have not come through. So that supports my claim. Half of My Heart? Half of My Heart? Are you kidding me? What a beautiful, like, yeah, you know what? I was about to cuss, but you know what? Heck yeah. It doesn't have the same ring to it. I'm like looking for the next song that I was going to play because I was going to play Say, but we can't. I'm not going to play Say anymore because it's for the reasons that I already told you guys. This is a song that's a little less well known by John Mayer. Who says I can't get this is Who Says. Turn off the lights and the telephone. Me and my house alone. Who says I can't get stoned? Who says I can't be free from all of the things that I used to be? Rewrite my history. Who says I can't be free? It's been a long night in New York City. It's been a long night in Baton Rouge. I don't remember you looking any better, but then again I don't remember you. Who says I can't get stoned? Call up a girl that I used to know. Fake love for an hour or so. Who says I can't get stoned? Who says I can't take time? Meet all the girls in the county line. Wait on fate to send a sign. Who says I can't take time? It's been a long night in New York City. It's been a long night in Austin too. I don't remember you looking any better, but then again I don't remember you. I can't get stoned. Plan a trip to Japan alone. Doesn't matter if I even go. Who says I can't get stoned? It's been a long night in New York City. It's been a long time since 22. I don't remember you looking any better. Then again, I don't remember you. That was Who Says by John Mayer, and we're talking about John Mayer and his music videos until 8 o'clock today. That is one of the videos that is longer than the song, so just keep that in mind. Not a very intriguing video, and I think it actually really doesn't fit the song. I get what he was going for. So, like, what's happening in the video is that he's walking through the city, you know, like how we always have that one clip going of the artist singing to the camera, and then we also have the second clip, which is story. The second clip, which is story. So what's happening, he's like walking through the city, he's looking at the wreck of a night before, a bunch of stuff that happened, and the other scenes are him and that night before and like what he was doing. There's like him going out with people, he's being drunk, he's being drunk, he is drunk. He's like playing music with them. Was he playing music? I might have lied about that one. He's got like sunglasses on and it's like, ooh, John Mayer in sunglasses. Like he's dangerous now, but he's really not. Like it's nighttime and I know you can't see anything. Take them off. I'm somebody who does wear sunglasses at night though, so I can't talk. It really does look cool. So, you know, I actually can't speak. But it's him. So like I'll say what I want. Anyways, he's walking with this group of people. It's also like a diverse group of people. And I'm like, John, remember when he said the N-word? I have so much love for this guy who's like such a jerk to my own race. He's just like a terrible person, but dang, the music is really heat. It really is heat. Yeah, that's really the entire video. Like, I could describe every single thing that he's doing, but it's not that interesting. It's just all the people that he's hanging out with. It does leave me wondering though, like, who are these people? Are these your actual friends? Did you buy them? Was this a Craigslist thing? Like, hire people for John Mayer's music video, because he is such a bum that no one wants to hang out with him. This has turned into the John Mayer hate / love hour. I guess it's like a roast. It's a cute song though. It's very, it makes you feel like, the one thing that I really love about this song is, you know, the aspect that's like, who says, because I'm somebody who firmly believes in that. Like, I will do whatever I want to do because I can. Like, just relax. It's life, like, isn't that big of a deal. Well, I mean, it is. It's life, but it's not fun if you treat everything like it is a big deal. We're never going to get by like that. You know, we do this stuff to get by. And so if I want to, like, this is something I did this weekend. I went out. I went to Looney's. I had me a good time for the little Saint practice day, and it was so much fun. But sometimes I feel like, as somebody who wants to go out all the time, everybody's like, oh, like, I don't really want to do that. Like, everybody's kind of exhausted. And I'm like, are you 80 years old? My gosh. Get up! After this age, like, I'm 21. I'm gonna be 21. When I was little, I used to dream of being 21. I was so excited to be, like, an adult. And I'm not gonna, like, waste it being annoying and being, like, I mean, everybody could do their own thing, you know? I'm not gonna yuck anyone's yum. But just don't think so much, you know? I love the song. Who says I can't get stoned, plan a trip to Japan alone? Who says I can't fake love for about an hour or so? You know, like, be a little bit of a jerk, mess up your life a little bit. It's not that bad. It's really not that bad. You can blow up your life just a teeny bit as long as you make up for it when you get to your 30s. Like, that's what your 20s are for. Be the worst. I'm telling you guys a terrible message. I'm giving you some perspective. Yeah, I feel good about what I said. I don't regret that. Be that as it may. Any interesting comments before I go to this last song that I want to play, which is a little different? This comment says, this song's meaning is too broad. It can't even be described with a word, but only can be felt with variations. This person is really bad at grammar, but I'm going to try to read anyways. It says, if you are sad, listen to this, you will become happy. If you are happy, listen to this, you will become energetic. If you are energetic, listen to this, you will desire to travel around the world. And if you're traveling, listen to this, it's going to be a great memory. Like, yeah, I feel like that's exactly what this is. It's just live your life to the fullest. Viva la vida. YOLO. We need to bring back YOLO. One more thing that I also think we need to bring back is the word rocks. Like, when we're talking about something that's cool, I'm going to start being like, that rocks. You rock. And you guys are really going to love it. I'm going to make you feel really, really good about it. We just need to bring back, like, stupid words, I feel. I just start talking about anything. Whatever. Okay. This last one isn't a music video. It's a video of a performance, but it is something that made me love John Mayer so much. This is a live performance, okay? So I'm going to play the live performance. It's going to start a little slow, but that's just what the song is. That's what the song does. It's a little bit longer. And I'm trying to think of anything that I want you to keep in mind while listening to this song. Think about John Mayer's face while you're listening to this song. And you know what? Sorry, guys. That was the wrong song. You'd think that I'd be better at this. No, that was James Blunt. No, we're going to start with Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, the live performance from L.A.
Go. Thank you.
That was Slow Dancing in a Burning Room by John Mayer. Specifically, that was the live in LA version, my favorite version of that song, one of my favorite songs, honestly. Sometimes, little note about me, sometimes I sit in my room and before I go to sleep, I will play that song to lull me to sleep. And I will specifically watch that version. Something about the way that that video is shot and the way that it happens, like, this isn't even on his YouTube channel. This is like, somebody, the person who uploaded this is named Cody82181. Like, who the heck are you? But this video specifically has 90 million views. I'm sorry, I hit the mic. It has 90 million views. That's how much people love this. That they're seeking out this song that isn't even on his page. It's just, it's so freaking beautiful. But what I specifically love is like that part in the beginning where he's like, he's doing the little riff. And then when he finally starts and the song like pulls you in, the camera winds around the venue. And it's such a slight detail, but it's so powerful. It's so moving. Sometimes I feel like this is what it feels like to like truly be in love, you know? I know it's a heartbreak song, but I would honestly play this at my wedding. Is it bad to play Slow Dancing in a Burning Room at my wedding? It's bad. Yeah, it's probably bad. I don't care though. I totally might do it. Yes, this comment says it's a crime that the Spotify version doesn't have the full intro. The full intro is what makes the song. It needs the full intro. You need that whole, you know, I didn't do it justice, but you know, like, you guys heard what it was. It's so beautiful. I love this video, and I love how much everybody is into the song. They are all just like, everybody on the stage, the drummer is going to town. He's drumming like he's never drummed before. This is his last night, apparently. Drummer for one night only, John Mayer and the crew. And then like, the guy that he's also playing, I don't know who any of these people are on the stage, sorry if these are like famous people. But like the guy that he's playing guitar with, he is in love with the song as well. And they are like, you can tell that sometimes like when you watch like live events, you can tell that they're just so in the moment. And I think that while this was happening, they were probably thinking like, let me hang on to this for as long as I can. And, you know, John Mayer is doing his guitar face. I asked that question before I played the song where I was like, what facial expressions do you think he's making? And he's doing guitar face, which is like when he is so enthralled by the music that he makes these like faces. I'm not going to describe them because you should know what that face is. and yeah, that's like, that's the whole performance. It's totally beautiful. It's amazing. It is one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite live performances that I haven't been there for. This and like the Goo Goo Dolls, Iris, the performance from Buffalo, which also happened a month before I was born. That's how young I am, guys. But that performance, oh man, if I wasn't in the womb, I would have been there. Like, something about rain at a concert. And then that one video of Here Without You, Three Doors Down, you know? I'm here without you, baby. I just hit my arm on the chair. It really hurt. And then, like, Fleetwood Mac, Silver Springs. These are some of the videos that I just keep on watching on repeat and repeat and repeat. Like, live performances I just cannot get enough of. I'm just naming live performances now. But, like, another live performance that I really love. What's the girl's name? Is it not LeMay? Kiana Lede, she has this performance where she's performing, I think, X, and it is so beautiful. She has such a wonderful voice, and I totally wonder why she's not more famous than she is. Just some people are, they're just so skilled, and like, I love music, and I love this, and I can't get enough of it. And we're gonna ride this train till the train, I was about to say something lewd, never mind. That's the end of the show, that's the end of this discussion about John Mayer, in which I played it for my aunt who recently passed. She was somebody who always listened to my show. I would like, when I went to go visit her in the hospital, she would be like, I'm so sorry I couldn't listen to your show today. So I'm gonna miss my number one viewer and my absolutely loved aunt. So this is a song that I'm gonna play on the way out. This is Someday We Will Dream About Today by The Swayze. Have a great rest of your week. Enjoy the sun. Have a great spring break.
can see you swaying, 3 a.m. dancing in the hallway. Lost in San Francisco, wonder should we let go of everything. Someday we will.